Chapter 2 Pinkie's Party Ponies. Whenever Pinkie Pie went somewhere, it usually took her much less time than other ponies. She had a unique way of traveling. She preferred to hop, skip, or bounce rather than trot or walk. Today, with her spring-loaded sneakers strapped to her hooves, she was bouncing high into the sky. "Hello!" she chirped as she poked her head through a cloud, surprising a green Pegasus with a yellow mane who had been asleep. "Boing! B-b-b-doing! Boing! B-b-b-doing!" Within a few minutes, Pinkie accidentally found herself on the outskirts of Ponyville.
"Whoopsie doodles, I overshot my bounce range again," she giggled before heading back to the spot where she had meant to land, right in the center of Ponyville.
It was the absolute best spot to start telling every pony about the spring party. Then she would quickly go cottage to cottage, leaving plenty of time to set up for the party and have the best time ever the rest of the day. Pinkie cleared her throat and looked out into the now bustling marketplace. She began to sing and do a bubbly dance routine.
"It's spring! It's spring! What a wonderful thing! It's time to laugh! It's time to sing! But most of all, it's time to spring!"
Pinkie Pie spread her hooves out wide and smiled at the crowd. But no pony had stopped to listen. That didn't stop Pinkie.
"You're all invited to my spring party! This afternoon! By the lake! Be there if you like having a little fun, a lot of fun, or even just medium fun!"
Seaswirl and Rose trotted past, giggling and shaking their heads. They were used to seeing Pinkie act silly and seemed to be too busy to stop and hear what the party was all about. Pinkie shrugged and started her song again.
"It's spring! It's spring! What a wonder—"
All of a sudden, a little voice interrupted her.
"A party? Can we come, Pinkie?"
said Apple Bloom in her cowgirl accent, jumping up and down like a baby lamb. She was just a little filly, light yellow-green with a bold pink mane. She hadn't received her cutie mark yet. As usual, her two best friends, Scootaloo and Sweetie Belle, also Blank Flanks, were standing by her side.
"Of course!" Pinkie shouted and sprang into the air. "Every pony's invited, especially you three!"
"Yay!" the three ponies chorused and erupted into a tizzy of excitement. Parties in Ponyville were a frequent occurrence, but they weren't usually called out as guests of honor.
"What sort of awesome stuff will there be at the party?" asked Scootaloo.
"Will there be bouncing?
Will there be springing?"
added Sweetie Belle.
"What about springing?" squealed Apple Bloom.
"All of the above!"
shouted Pinkie, her smile growing wider by the second.
"And also big, huge trampolines, a bouncy barn, and bundles of bungees! All of the springiest things there are!"
Pinkie looked at them proudly.
"Well, count the cutie mark crusaders in," said Apple Bloom.
She turned to her two friends.
"Maybe one of us will get our cutie mark while we're there!"
"Yeah!"
Scootaloo chimed in.
"My hidden talent could be... jumping?" "Let's find out!"
Pinkie pulled three sets of mini spring-loaded shoes, just like hers, seemingly out of nowhere. It was almost like magic. But it wasn't. It was just Pinkie. She was prepared for a good time, and no pony could blame her for that.
"Wow, these are for us?"
Apple Bloom took a pair and put them on her hooves. She hesitantly gave a little bounce and nearly lost her footing. It wasn't as easy as Pinkie made it look.
Pinky's face became serious.
I need you to help me out. Every pony in town looks so busy, but I don't want them to miss this beautiful new spring day. Can you go around Ponyville and spread the word about the party while I get everything ready?
We'll do it,
the Cutie Mark Crusaders said in unison. They loved a new challenge, especially if a party awaited them at the other end.
Awesome!
Pinky replied with a jump.
I've always wanted some party-planning ponies!
The three fillies puffed up with pride.
Okay, Pinky pointed to Sweetie Belle. You start by finding your sister. Go!
Sweetie Belle nodded and bounced toward Rarity's home and shop, the Carousel Boutique. Rarity was probably there right now, working on some new outfits.
Scootaloo, you head toward Rainbow Dash's Cloud and tell her about the party so she can tell every pony in Cloudsdale.
Scootaloo nodded and started off. She couldn't fly yet, but the bouncy shoes gave her a little more height with each step. Scootaloo flitted her tiny wings hopefully and disappeared into the distance.
And you, Apple Bloom,
Pinky said, looking down at her little filly friend,
are in charge of rounding up the entire Apple family! Yippee!
Aw, man, said Apple Bloom, scuffing the dirt with her hoof. Can't I go somewhere different than my house? Somewhere exciting? Pinky cocked her head to one side, pondering this. Of course Apple Bloom didn't want to go to Sweet Apple Acres. She spent every day and night there.
You make an excellent point, Apple Bloom, Pinky agreed. Going to new places is way more fun. Why don't you take the path to Fluttershy's and stop at Twilight's library on the way?
I'm on it. Apple Bloom was off before Pinky could say,
meet me by the lake!
Pinky smiled in satisfaction. She was glad that her little party ponies understood how important the party was going to be.